This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cox locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. I want to thank Jason for engineering at Genesis Communications Network. And, class, you can listen to us on GCNLive.com, GCNLIVE.com. You can listen to us on Rents Radio, R-E-N-S-E, radio.com. That's Jeff Rents' network. Thank you, Jeff Rentz. And you can listen to us on the Ron Gibson channel. Ron Gibson, R-O-N-G-I-B-S-O-N, on Odyssey and BitChute. And you can listen to us on Global Star Radio Network, Galaxy 19, and the Global Star telephone listen line, 605-615-1815. 605-615-1815. And very briefly, I want to let you know that I've been working on the farm for several weeks. Actually, I do it 24/7, right? And yesterday I was doing some tractor therapy. I was spreading manure on the campground. You know, what we do is over the winter we feed our cows on the campground. That's naturalfarmslc.com. Naturalfarmslc is in limited corporation.com. And I was using the chain harrow to spread the manure that we feed the cows on the campground so that they fertilize the grass and they manicure it for us. And then I spread the manure so it dries in the sun. You know, it only takes a day or two to dry, and you won't even see any cow manure down. So it's naturally fertilized. No insecticides and pesticides and herbicides and no chemicals on the campground. It works really, really well. And I came away as I was going round and round in circles with the tractor that God had really done a great job. Absolutely magnificent job. And I get to see in full glory nature at its finest. And if you want to see what I'm talking about, you can certainly go book your stay at Natural Farms, and I'll do my best to say hello to you. And, you know, chat with you for a while if you decide to stay here. Then you go to the website, naturalfarms.com, and book your stay. It'll take you to a website. And I think what I'll do is I'll put up a discount for everybody. I don't like discounts for special groups. You know, like if you're a senior citizen, you get a discount. If you're a member of some other club, you get a, you know, different discount. I think that discounts ought to apply to everybody. If you can do it, you do it for everybody. Why single out a certain group, right? HipCamp, HIPCAMP.com, is a way to book your stay. Just give me a day or so, and I'll put up a discount for you, for everybody. But the farm is absolutely magnificent. Not because we own it. We're just temporary custodians of it. God did a great job. Absolutely fabulous job building this farm. And we are just fortunate enough to live here and share it with our guests. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Welcome, Gwyneth. Gwyneth, are you there?
I didn't realize it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, you know, and there's probably a couple of reasons for that. The Jumpin' Joe Biden administration announced about a year ago that daylight savings, well, we're not going to do any more changing. We're going to stay with the clock. We're not going to mess around with it. We're not going to go forward and backward, you know, 1 hour. We're not going to do that. And then he did it. So, yeah, and it's like everything else Jumpin' Joe does. And that's why they call him Jumpin' Joe, because for as long as he's been in office, he's been considered a guy that just he'll go with whatever the best deal is for him. Jumpin' Joe. You know, that's not a term that voters made up for him. His constituents, when he was in the Senate, that's a term that his buddies, his peers use for him, Jumpin' Joe. Like, what's he going to do? Well, it depends on who offers him the best deal. That's what he's going to do. And so you can't count on anything that guy says or indicates. There is no plan. There is no plan that you can go by. Everything he does is subject to change. Everything. And so industry can't plan. We can't plan. Nobody can plan. That's why the country's going down the drain. Because we have a failure of leadership, a failure of planning, a failure of setting a direction and a course, which is exactly contrary to what one of his Democratic predecessors did, like John Fitzgerald Kennedy. We had a plan. We're going to get to the moon, allegedly. That was the plan. Now, we didn't do it, but everybody thought we were going to do it. So they knew what direction we were going. This guy, we have no clue. He doesn't even have a clue. Gwyneth, back to you.
Yeah, this is it. And, I think that every farmer on earth hates daylight savings because it messes with your internal clock. And, you know, if somebody's living in town, they say, oh, what's the big deal, you know. You get used to it. But on the land, I don't have a watch. So I rely on the sun for my sense of timekeeping when I'm out and about on the farm. And I get to learn, well, the sun's at this point in the sky. That means, you know, must be about time for lunch. And so I head in for lunch and then I head back out. And then when the sun gets low, that's time to start going and getting wood. And the cockatoos start to cry out and fly in a certain direction. That means that it's time to start getting home. But when daylight savings comes, it throws the time out by an hour. And it really messes up your biological clock. And it messes it up for a week or two. And it's just awful. And I hate it. Every single year, twice a year, this is what happens. You know, and it's just, how can people stand that and to say, oh, yeah, it gives you an extra hour at night in the summer for walking my dogs. And I say, what are you talking about? My dogs follow me around and that's how they get their exercise. You know, sometimes they're in the backyard. Sometimes I'll call for them and we all go for a walk up the back and do something or other. Cut wood or whatever. You know, dig a ditch, cut wood. But, you know, it's not like I've got a specific dog walking time. The dogs, they either, you know, get out of the yard and follow me or I let them out and they just, you know, run around and follow me. And they usually end up following me because they love me, you know. But I don't know if that's the experience of farmers at your place with daylight savings time. But it's absolutely awful. And I think that they should stop it because I lived for many years in West Australia. There's no daylight savings there. They're doing a referendum to see if they should introduce it. And surprise, surprise, everybody in town says, yeah, we reckon that it'd be a great thing. But all the miners, that means the people who work on mines, and all the farmers who live out in the country and all the country folk, they all say no, 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 because it messes with their biological clocks. And if they've ever had to live with it, they hate it. And if they haven't had to live with it, they've heard of people who've had to live with it. And for anyone who actually lives in the real world, it's nothing but a darn nuisance. Better to just
I'm starting to think about people who live in the city differently. What the heck do they do? What do they do to contribute to society? What do they do? I mean, I don't want to hear that they're a consumer. Because a consumer is someone who goes to Disney. A consumer is someone who goes on vacation. A consumer is someone who goes to Starbucks and then throws out the lid, the straw, and the cup. A consumer is someone who goes to McDonald's who throws out the lid, the straw, the cup, the ketchup packet, the hamburger wrapper, and the bag. And the straw. Someone who, consumer is someone who says, I don't know, what do you want to do? I don't know, what do you want to do? I don't know, I'm bored, what do you want? Let's go out. And they get in a car and they waste fuel and they burn up oxygen because they're bored. Now, whose fault is that? Well, it's a combination of faults. It's a combination of industry that said, let's automate. Let's have robots take the jobs of people. And why is that? Well, because sometimes people don't show up for work. They call in sick and they're not dependable. So the manufacturers say, well, heck with them. They don't want to be here on Friday? Heck with them. We'll replace them. We'll put in a robot. We'll put in a computer. We'll put in automation to reduce our need on these flaky employees that we have. And then you have, so you've got the companies who are getting rid of employees, and then the people say, boy, I'm bored, I got nothing to do, I can't find a job. Well, whose fault is it? It's the fault of the employees, it's the fault of the people, it's the fault of the government, it's the fault of corporations. And then if you remember Bill Clinton, he'd say, well, you know, we're doing really well, we've got innovation. We've got technology. We are going to have a really strong economy because we're going to have technology. Well, how does that work when you don't have people working because there are no jobs for them? Now, I just keep hearing over and over and over again that unemployment is very low. I don't believe it for a second. I believe that people are having trouble finding jobs. But there are also people who don't want to work. So the people who don't want to work, who don't show up for the first day of their employment, you know, their employment gets terminated really fast, like on day number two, since they didn't show up on day number one. But then you have the government that figured out that automation is a really good thing and innovation is a really good thing. So now we have a whole bunch of people that have idle time. And what are they doing? Well, I guess they're walking the streets with baseball bats and they're clubbing people that they don't know. Random acts of violence, extreme violence. Children in school are absolutely violent today. The police don't know what to do. The police don't want to even show up. Our country's going down the drain. And I really put most of it squarely on the greed of people, the carelessness of people, and government wanting more and more and more. But people want more and more and more, too. They're called shareholders. They think that it's a really good thing. When a company says, you know what, we're going to restructure, which really means lay off people, what happens to the stock price? It goes up. The greedy investors say, this is really good. That company that we have stock in, they're going to lay off people. That's great. And the stock goes up. It's exactly inverse to what really should be happening. The shareholders should be saying, this is terrible news. They're going to lay people off. That's a bad sign. But that's not what happens.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, when I was at the university back in the 70s, I did my undergraduate work in the 1970s. So we'll just pick the year 1974, for example. That was 50 years ago, right? One of my professors said, 40 years from now, y'all are going to have some real serious problems. Water. Clean, potable, drinking water. Energy. There's going to be problems with energy. And garbage. Those are three big problems you are all going to have in 40 years. Well, it's 50 years. But we've had those problems in 40 years. We don't know where to put the trash. We've been dumping it in the oceans. Who's been doing that? Governments have been dumping city trash in the oceans. Now the oceans are polluted. Governments have done that. Governments have put spacecraft, satellites, NASA, you know those guys, right? They put so many objects in space, they can't track them all. And they're all either going to burn up or fall down to Earth. All of them. 100%. No exceptions. Energy. Some people think we're running out of energy. We're using so much oil. We're burning up the air. We're polluting the air. And I believe we're running out of oil. I don't believe there's an infinite supply of oil. I think it's finite. That's why we're looking everywhere, under every rock. That's why we're fracking. to find more oil. That's my belief. Now, some people don't believe that, but that's my belief. So people who live in the cities, and this relates to the way Gwyneth lives and the way we live here at our farm. We have our own water supply. Do you? Do you have your own water supply? Or are you being held hostage by the municipal water companies? That means government water. Well, there's a real problem with water-linked disease in the United States. Roughly half of the states are reporting water-linked diseases in the United States, just the United States. I don't know about other countries, but United States. It's been reported that there are water-bearing pathogens. How about that? So if you live in a city, and back in the 1980s, early 80s, Mrs. Finelli was talking to a guy. She ran into him, maybe at the supermarket or something. And he said, y'all live around here? And she said, yeah. He said, don't drink the water. And she said, why? He said, because, well, you know, the big rain we had a couple days ago. Well, the downstream effects are that the rainwater was so much that it overflowed the municipal sewer system. And it cross-connected with the municipal water system. So you'd be drinking part raw sewage with your tap water. So don't drink it for several days. Now, how often do you see that kind of report? That did not make the news. And, oh, so Mrs. Finelli said, so how do you know this? He said, I worked there. He worked for the water treatment plant that takes water that's been recycled since the dinosaurs have been around here, peeing on the planet. And that's what you're drinking, that. You're drinking dinosaur urine at some concentration, at probably very, very low concentration. But you're drinking recycled dinosaur urine. You really are. And so am I. So we only have the water that's on the planet. We're not getting any more water. We have to reuse what we have. So if you don't have your own water well or your own water system, you are at the mercy of the people who mismanage the water system. Gwyneth, any comments?
Yeah, that's true. And I have my own. I actually have two water supplies here. I have a domestic water supply, and I have an agricultural water supply. And the agricultural water supply, you could drink it, but it's muddy. But it's good for the plants. The plants really appreciate all those minerals. But the domestic water supply comes straight from the sky, gets stored in tanks, and I'd love to talk about that after the bottom of the hour news.
Yeah, let's do that.
Having an optimal water supply.
Yeah, we'll be right back.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
USA News update. A judge in New York is approving a higher bond amount for Donald Trump, but allowing enforcement of the bond to be delayed. This in connection with a defamation case brought by writer E. Jean Carroll. Trump's legal team applied for an appeal bond, which will allow him to fight the verdict while preventing Carroll from enforcing the $83 million judgment. The judge approved, and once the bond is enforced, instead of $83 million, Trump would be forced to pay $91 million instead. At the same time, Trump's lawyers are also appealing that verdict and filing a motion for a new trial. Beyonce's upcoming country album now has a full title, previously known simply as Act 2, The Singer Revealed. It's titled Cowboy Carter. Beyonce released the first two songs, Texas Hold'em and 16 Carriages, after announcing she had new music coming with a Super Bowl commercial. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it. God, you're
take my when you go to the season. For 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. She's live in Australia. And she lives on an off-grid farm. She has her own water supply, generates her own electricity, and she does it the hard way. And we're going to talk about water and how important it is to make sure that your water supply is safe. Now, if you live in the city, you got a problem because it's going to be very difficult to treat the water unless you have something like a carbon block filter and a fluoride filter. Unless you have those, you're going to be drinking chlorine, chemicals, industrial waste, whatever's flushed down the toilet that gets cross-connected with your municipal water supply, you know, during heavy rains. And it happens. And very rarely are you notified about it. So, Gwyneth, what are your thoughts about water, please?
Okay. If you hear any little noises in the background, I have my cat Felix. He's the pest control department. I'm just trying to stop him from knocking us off the air. So if we get knocked off the air in the next few minutes, it's all Felix's fault because he's rubbing his head against the cell phone. He likes his cell phone. He can see his reflection in the cell phone. He thinks that another cat lives in there. But that's beside the point. Yeah, water tanks. There is an algae that grows inside water tanks. And most people who have water tanks really, really hate this algae, but they shouldn't, because this algae actually has a vital role to play. It can sometimes be sort of green and slimy, or it can sometimes be brown. It's, you know, it depends, but it's not actually a bad thing. Because what it does, for one thing, it's a sign that you've got a healthy, biotic water supply. The last thing you want is to have a sterile water supply. You don't want a water supply that's full of pathogens, but algae is not a pathogen. And if you have algae growing in your tank, what it does is it naturally balances the pH of your water supply. And what you want to have a water supply with a pH of around about 7, maybe very, very slightly acidic, very slightly acidic. And if it's a little bit alkaline, well, that's okay. But you don't want it. You don't want it too acidic, and you don't want it too alkaline. You don't want it too acidic because as soon as your water supply gets to be too acidic, it dissolves metals. And when it dissolves metals, those metals become available to go into your system. But a water supply with a pH of about 7 will not have a high heavy metal content. It's impossible for it to have a high heavy metal content with a pH of 7. That is just basic chemistry. And the algae that is growing in your tank is a buffer for the pH of the water that's in the tank, and it helps to keep the pH at around about 7. I don't know if you knew that, Vincent, but it's actually true.
And the pH of the pH scale is from 0 or 1 through 14, and 7 is right in the middle. So if it's a low number, that would be acidic, and the lower the number, the more strong the acid, and the higher the number, the more strong the base. So a very strong base is really dangerous, and a very strong acid is very dangerous. And right in the middle is a pH of 7.0, which is neutral. Back to you.
Yeah, and that's exactly what you want. And if you have got quite acidic water where you are, it's actually fairly easy to correct. You get a lump of limestone, or you get some, non-hydrated lime, and you put a certain amount of it in. If it's just a lump of limestone, you can just put the lump of limestone in your water tank. But if it's just loose limestone, loose lime, then you get a bucket, like a 5-gallon bucket, and you drill holes in it, and you fill the 5-gallon bucket with the non-hydrated lime chips. That's garden lime, not builder's lime. And you put that in your water tank, and that will correct the pH if you have very acid water falling on you where you are, like, for instance, I don't know, you're downstream from a coal-fired power plant, for example. This will help to take your acid rain that's falling in your area, and it will turn it alkaline, and it will make it much more potable to drink. And this is a little bit of a trick that will absolutely work. And if your water is too alkaline, you know, it's you can add a bit of sulfur to the water in a bag, once again, or a little bucket. You know, a Hessian bag or a, once again, a little 20-litre bucket gets them, not powdered sulfur in rock form, rock sulfur. And this is what you can do, and you put that in your water, and your water will turn much sweeter from having it. And it's just the thing, these are things that people naturally do. People do this to correct the pH in their fish tank. Why don't they do this to correct the pH in their water supply? Because having a proper pH in your water supply is so important. If you've got water that's too hard, it's full of lime, it's full of, when you go to wash soap, the soap won't foam, and it's called hard water. That means it's a very alkaline water supply. If you drink that water over a period of years, you will develop a condition called organ stones. So it can manifest as liver stones or gallstones. It can manifest as kidney stones, bladder stones. It's all the same disease. And it comes from drinking hard water. That's where it comes from. And it can also come from eating members of the spinach family, which have a high oxalate level, without cooking them. So you should never eat uncooked spinaches. You need to boil them for probably about 20 minutes before you eat them, because they have very high levels of a chemical called oxalic acid, which promotes the formation of organ stones. So that's any of the beets, any of the spinaches, things like rhubarb, all of that family of things that have a stem, and then they have a wide leaf, and the leaf is often a fluffy-looking leaf like silver beet or something like that. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Yeah, it absolutely does. And in the next couple of weeks, I'm going to be spreading lime. And we bought 200,000 pounds of agricultural lime to sweeten the soil. So it's a natural product. And literally what it does is exactly what Gwyneth said. It will raise the pH from a slightly acid to more neutral or more base. And we have to do it every 5 years or so, because the cows pee and poop on the fields, and ultimately that makes the fields more acidic. Also, the rain with its contaminants that land on the earth, no matter where you live, you can't fix this. This is a result of stupid people doing stupid things, like buying electric cars and then thinking that they're going to be able to charge them without polluting the atmosphere or the earth. It's not true. It will pollute. And what goes up in the air comes down as the rain washes the air. And it's a darn good thing that the rain does wash the air, or we'd all asphyxiate from the stupid things that people do. Gwyneth, I believe that man is the most destructive of all the animals. Absolutely the most destructive. You know, cats don't do this kind of damage. Giraffes don't do this kind of damage. They don't build cars and nuclear power plants. They don't create wide-scale destruction like what's happening in Gaza and Ukraine. They don't do those things. They don't do the kinds of attacks that Adolf Hitler did in Europe or the Japanese did. Yeah, don't forget the Japanese. They attacked the United States on December 7th, 1941. They actually were the ones who got the United States involved first in World War II, which was really destructive to the planet. Taking rare resources and then making explosives and projectiles and bombs and tanks with them. That's what man has done. And then in peacetime, we send rare earth elements up into the sky. And we call them satellites because stupid people want more communications. Gwyneth, this is off topic, but this is unbelievable. The automakers, you know, with these new fancy cars with the electronics that they have in their cars, you know, like computer controls for the engine and the drivetrain, the transmission, the braking system, the climate control. Well, computer memory is so inexpensive now that the automakers have over a decade, have been putting electronics to monitor what these vehicles are doing. So, for example, let's say you have a lead foot and you like to smash the accelerator against the floorboard. And you like to go fast, like Joe. Joe says he likes to go fast in his Corvette. So if you like to accelerate quickly, and then you like to test the brakes and brake really hard, the computer in your car knows that. Well, the automakers have been sharing that with other companies who have been selling that information to insurance companies who are now raising your insurance rates based on how hard you press the brake in the accelerator. GM, Honda, Kia, and Hyundai.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth, the reason I went off on that tangent is because it's just one more data point that everything's broken. You can't trust anything. You can't trust anything that the system says. You can't trust anything that the media says. You look at Kate Middleton, and she photoshopped. She's being blamed for photoshopping a family picture. Now they're saying, well, she didn't do it. She's just taking the blame for it. So you look at the image that that people are trying to portray. And you look at Hollywood, and you look at what the actors and actresses do. They're made up. They have lots of makeup on. They're trying to portray that they are better than they are. They're trying to fake us out. They're trying to fraudulently misrepresent who they are. And I think it's most of them, if not all of them. And so if you look at what's happening with corporations, they are misrepresenting the facts. If you look at government, they're allowing food color and dye in products that we eat that are killing us. And so you can't say that government cares about us, because if they did, they'd pull out red dye, blue dye, green dye, and yellow dye. They'd pull that out. Nobody needs it. Nobody needs Gatorade that's orange, blue, green, yellow. Nobody. Nobody needs blue soda. Nobody needs green lollipops. Nobody. But yet our government is allowing it. So they're literally in the business of killing us. They are complicit. We all know that smoking can give you cancer. The government likes it because they tax cigarettes and cigars and pipe tobacco. No one is on your side, class. No big corporation is on your side. You are responsible for you. And that's what Gwyneth is trying to teach you, that you're responsible for you. You can't even trust the water you're drinking. You can buy bottled water, and if you read carefully, it might even say that this is purified municipal water, which means tap water in a bottle. But it's sold as being something different, something special, different from the faucet, right, Gwyneth?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, and you know, people are complaining that they can't pay their electrical bills. It costs about, it would cost about $500 to get a small off-grid solar power system set up in your home. How much was, I'm asking the class this, how much was your last electrical bill? Oh, I can just about guarantee that it was more than $500. Here in Australia, it would cost about $800. And that's to buy the individual components off of eBay and to assemble them. And it's not difficult. You've got solar panels, you hook up to a charge controller, and from the charge controller, there's a pair of wires goes out to a marine gel-type cell, and you can have a number of them wired up in sequence to make a battery. I would recommend you get two or three 135-amp-hour batteries and probably about 300 watts of panels, and you can buy an inverter. 3,000 watts goes up to 5,000 or 6,000 watts peak load, and that small solar power system, and then you plug your, you plug an extension cord hooked up to a power board into the inverter. If you want to plug it into your domestic power supply, you then have to get a transfer switch, which, depending on your location, you'd have to see your local electrician about that. But you'd call up your local electrician and say, I want to have a transfer switch installed. It may cost $500 or $800 or $1,000, depending on your location. But I would go for a manual transfer switch, and that switches between the grid, a neutral position. It's like a gigantic light switch. It sits in your junction box, and it goes from the grid, which is fed by your electrical meter, to a neutral position, which means no electricity, and then it goes to your off-grid power supply, and it will have a plug attached to it somehow, and that plug is where you plug your inverter into, and that's how you do it. And it's not hard. It's like anything. If you've never done it before, it can seem complicated, and when I first did it, it was pretty daunting. But after I'd learnt about it for a while, it was actually pretty easy. So that charge, solar panels, charge controller, battery inverter. Easy. All wired up to each other. So, yep, that's how you do it. There's YouTube videos on it. YouTube's a marvelous resource. It's not going to always be here. You might as well use it while you have it. Just go and look up hooking up or building an off-grid electrical system. The videos are there. Well, God bless, Vincent. I can hear you.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.